topic of the Shir is the subject is the Losama Lodam Reyecha. It's a general term. It's a, taken from, of course, from the Pasuk in Parshas Kedeshim. The Pasuk in Parshas Kedeshim starts, interesting it is, that Lo Selech Rochil Bi'amecha. We're talking about the Yisro Rechilus, which is the basis for the whole sugya about Lashon Hara and so forth. And so right as the rest of the pasuk says, Lo Sama Lo Dam Reyach. And the way the Eben Ezra explains it very simply, it's there on the pshat. Lo Selech Rochil Bi'amecha means you're not going to bear tale, say bad things about somebody. The contingents don't be mishaber with people that are plotting to hurt or kill somebody, so don't be part of it. Lo Sama, that's what Pidel Hapshah. Lo Sama, Lo Dalayah. But we see that this has very important, broad connotations as far as obligation. So one of the main markers in the Taylor's Sugya here, we're going to touch on some of its aspects, is the first marker of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Andafayim Gimel on the Aleph. There, where the Mishnah is talking about the deen of Reideh, of trying to save somebody from a one who is pursuing someone else. Reideh Fahar, Habeva Lahargo, and so forth, so you're allowed. It says that you have an obligation, so you to save. To save the person, and it says the nafshon, and the Gemara would say the nafshon basically will mean through the nefesh of the Raider. You have to kill the Raider or harm him, disable him, so he should not be able to do away with the pursuer. So, yeah, but he's in the Mishnah, he doesn't mention any pasuk. Now go quickly in the first part of the Gemara until you get to the drasha on Lo Sama Al Dam Reyecha. Son of Abba, Menayim L'Reda Tachar Habeo L'Hod V'Shinita Nasil V'Nafsho, Talmud Lema Lo Sama Al Dam Reyecha. He says, that's where it is. You can't stand by and allow someone else to kill the other person. I don't give any qualifications whether you can, whether you can't. And we'll see later how this really becomes more exact as to when the obligation begins and how it has, whether you can control it or not. So the Gemara asks, if you're saying that the pasuk of Lo Sama Lo Dam Reyecha refers to the case of Reideh, Paul of Hachi of the Osram, this comes for that reason. I am a boy that gives a sanya, and I am a boy of Chavei Roshu Chavei of the Naha. This is the main text here. Now you see, someone is drowning. Oh, Chaya Gerorosho. Now, look at the language. A animal is Gerorosho. Now, Gerorosho, it implies that the animal has already attacked the person and is like starting to drag him. He's in the paws or whatever creature it is trying to drag him. Oh, leasing boy and all of, or there are thieves, but leasing basically means not just robbers or so, but the robbers that can commit bodily harm. Obviously, but leasing boy and all of, shulchayev lashio, that a person has an obligation to save potential victim. So, in other words, it's not talking about a normal case, but Mishnah is talking about a case of latest of just of human beings. Here it mixes in situations. Person is drowning, a person is attacked by an animal. But so the only thing that compares maybe to activative is leasing going on. But it takes in a broader thing. So, ain't hugging on me. You're right. The question should be, how do you know you can go that far to kill? That's what we're talking about, the lady. Is Osha the Kavachema? Inayamarosha, from Nayamarosha, which is described in the Seva. Ma Nayamarosha Shalobo Elalapema. In other words, at the one who is committing the assault. On the Naima also, he's not interested in killing her or anything. He's only interested in having a rape, attack, physical assault, violating her. is Omer Tehra Mishan Latzila Nafshay. You can save her. No, because it says, and you'll say why, because it says, Ein Moshiach. But obviously, if you can help, you have to go and help. He says, later, about Abel Lahorgo, where he has murder in his heart. The basic picture of boys is that he's running after him with a knife, with a sword. He's pursuing him, and you can see it's a murderous attack. Because Allah has kama v'kama. So the Gemara says, he ancient in Adin, but because you're trying to take from Nayam Arasa, where his only purpose is l'pegmor, so that in itself, per se, is not so much the question of the tikhur. You're trying to say, make a kal v'chemer that where he comes, but if by Nayam Arasa, there is a capital offense. By Nayam Arasa. That's a din of skila. So you want to say, Allah, the Kabbalah, which first has murderous intent in his heart, you should certainly say, well, that's the Indian of Ain Ancient and Adin. You're not just, you have a quality. You don't apply a penis of what seems to be from a more severe case, something that is seems to be a more lenient case. You have to have a special pasuk to do that. Ain Ancient and Adin. So the Bay Rebbe thought on a Keshu. It's a hekesh, it's not a Kal V'chomer. In other words, it's just a comparison, not just because Kal V'chomer basically means a Svar. It's a logic. You know, many times the Gemara says Svar means a Kal V'chomer. Because Yochum Isha Re'eu is Sofa Mephis. The Mala Mazel Mevetseyat, because the Pusik there by Naim Elasha says, this act of violating this woman, that she's a Naim Elasha, is like an act of the Sikha. So we're comparing case to the Sikha. So he says, the Mala Mazel Mevetseyat, what do we learn from Mevetseyat? You know, it comes to tell us that you're going to learn something from the Tzicha to apply the Naim Elasa. But at the same time, what's the case by the Tzicha? Go to the thing. And the Naim Elasa, how do we know that? Where's it say by Naim Elasa, you have to go save her from the person, even if it means taking his life, even if he's disabling him, whatever way possible, he's a son of the Heavy Shmuel, the son of the Heavy Shmuel, the aim of Shia law. In other words, when is she considered innocent of anything? She was violated, she was assaulted, there was nobody around that could help her at all. But if there is somebody around, that person has to be able to use whatever means in order to help. So now let's come to the Losame, the actual Losame Losamea, Gufa. And here's where we come to the Iker Limuding that we have here. Menayan Bereyes Havelo to Tovea Benor. He quoted that before. Person is drowning. An animal was already attacked him and trying to drag him away. And I'm emphasizing this, that the animals already attacked him, because you're going to see a different text in the Tevis Kayani that doesn't have that lashon, and it's also a lashon that the Rambam uses rather than this lashon. But the Gemara's lashon is Geirulasei, Olisim Boyin Olam, Shulchai Vatil Tamalema, Losam Elodam Reyecha. So then the Gemara says, you learn out this deen, trying to save somebody from the pasuk losam elodam reyecha. There's another pasuk that you have to save a person, in other words, his body, life. Where do you learn out from the deen of Ashrovas Aveda? He says, mihocha nafka. Aveda's mitzvah. When the Gemara and Bava Kama talks about the mitzvah of Ashrovas Aveda, it also mentions that not only do you have an obligation of returning lost objects to its owner, that's Ashrovas Aveda on Shabbatim, on Mammon, and what about his body? The body is going to be lost somehow. It's in danger. So he says, Ashrovas Gumanas Amalema, Vashivo Sholo. Shall return it to him. In other words, that's an extraneous, superfluous word. And we will go there. Pashe Toshi was a Vedas Ashiva. So what does Rashi Bosha Lo Leda mean? It means Teichin is good. So why do we need this double use? Lo Sama, Lo Sama. They have to get Rashi Bosha Lo. So the Gemara explains, Imi Hosam, Havimina, Hanimina, Benapshe. In other words, if it's from over there, I would say that that's just referring, he himself has to do it. The person that sees this situation that is happening has a fear of returning the Aveda or trying to save the person. But what about the Mitzvah or Meger Agure? But does the Mitzvah, does he have to go to the trouble to try to hire somebody? Does he have an obligation to spend money? That's what he means. To hire somebody, stronger person to go, look, that person is drowning, here's some money, here, and go save him. Or the animal is after him, look, you're a strong fellow, I'll pay you. In other words, you have to go to that trouble. So you say, how do you know, aim a low, I might say, maybe he's not prepared to do that. Who says he's prepared? Kamash Malon, the Sama, the Dalmanacha covers it all. That's the point he's making that he emphasizes here. That's the point. Yeah. That's in fact, if you look at the Rashi on the side there, it says Kamash Malon, Lo Samei Al Dam Uveyacha, Lo Samei Al Atmacha Mashma. El Chazor doesn't mean just sitting around. You can't. You have to Chazor al Kof Dodim Shlo Yehove Damia. That your other person is not going to get lost. You have to do everything possible. Now, what's interesting is just an observation that is made. That notice. Let's take a look at the Rambam. We'll see a different lashon of the point pointed out. The lashon of Gemara by Chaya War. By the lashon of Gemara doesn't say Chaya War. The Gemara says Chaya Gerulasa. But let's see what the lashon here is of the Rambam. Where we have it, I'm Perik Aleph, I've underlined it here. What happened? This is the second one. Oh, I'm sorry, in the back. Just turn it over in the back. It's number two. Let's turn it over. Where it says, it's Perik Aleph, the hills of Shem, the Shmir's Nefesh. Hello, Yadav. Kol Ayocho Lahatil. The lowest he feels. That's those are different language. It doesn't say war could be described coming upon him. The word war. The other one says the chai has already got hold. But here he says, if you just see it, animal seems to be heading in this direction. But it also is another word that was added. It doesn't say chaya, it says chaya or an evil. So it gives us a little inkling why it's not too much different than the other case. So we're talking about a dangerous, very dangerous animal that can do harm. So then there's another thing that the Rambam
says.
Yeah, right. It could be, let's say it's a horse or something that's a real near. Although a horse could kill a person with kicking or something like that, or even a cow, whatever it is, can do harm the person. But he says, hi, a whoa, he's a bad animal. See a leopard over there, a leopard. It's a very dangerous creature. That's right. He's coming upon him. It looks as if he's going to head for him. But then there's another language. He can save him by himself. He doesn't need any help. He can just take care of him. Which implies if you can't do it yourself, you have to do the next thing. That's what he said. Oh, or he hired people to save him, which the Gemara thing that says over there that you have an obligation to do that, but he didn't do it. In other words, he has the capacity to save the person himself, he didn't do it. He has the capacity to hire somebody to save the other person and didn't do it. Now, this is a broader statement. He knows that people are conspiring to kill him. He has a plot that's going to harm him, hurt him. They're putting, in other words, a trap for him, some sort of a trap that's dangerous to the person. And below Gila, Aizen Chadeva, he didn't let him know about it. The Hodea let him know about it. Let us see, he has the power to dissuade, to intervene. In other words, should he intervene? This is something that is years ago. I mean, if you talk about society, it was a famous case, unfortunate case in New York, where there was a woman on the street near an apartment complex. Yeah, and I forgot the name of the woman. They pulled her the case, and she's screaming. Nobody goes out, and they heard it. Nobody did anything about it. They even bothered calling the police at that time. As if to say they ignored. This is awesome. You see. That's the next one. That's what he's talking about. Now, there's a very good shear, I would say, very comprehensive shear. This whole lineage of Osama and Adam Le'echa, with several of the points of deal, which I already focused on and mentioned, bringing the marker in the Gemara and the marker in the Teres Kainim. Difference between Chaya Gorovato or Chaya Bo Olo, Yochala Hatzil Velo Hayitzil. These particular differences. There's a safer Halicha Shehuda. The Sefer Yehalila Zilu was written by someone who I knew, not very closely, but in fact he once called me up years ago in New York about I should accept the Sefer, I should send it in. It's Rabbi Yehuda Leib Kagan, so he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas of Ben Yankov Yankov. He was a very chashuv rov. I don't think it was in shul, but he was a Maggid Shia there in the yeshiva, but he originally came from Eastern Europe. He was learned in Nier. No, but he was above in Belgium for a while, in Antwerp or Liège, one of those places. And he was from the Mishpacha of the distant Mishpacha of Chaim Ezer, through the South African connection, Rav Sosofsky, the senior Rav that was in Johannesburg, the Slavatel of South Africa in the 30s and the 40s, was a brother-in-law of Chaim Ezer. So he was connected with that family. Just want to place the person. So he has a Sefer, which is a very intra-comprehensive Sefer, where he deals with the parsha of the week from two angles. A halachic shear and drush. So in the halachic shear on space, he has this inyan Osama Adam Le'echa, and his writing is very clear. You know, he's a writer that has a kayach of hasbor. You can imagine being mazbed inyan. So he points to all these different differences here between chaya chaya gerivaso, or so forth. And he makes note of that in his notes on the presentation of the general shir, because actually you have two different texts. The text of the Gemara says Gerovasai, and the Teres Kainim just says Ayah or Olo. That's what he talks about. So he tries to reconcile that both things that's really Lavdavka. And why is it Lavdavka? So he says the one is not opposed to the other. You say Chaya Raw, it's as good as Chaya Gerovasa, because that animal is going to attack him. It's a leopard, it's a cheetah, you know, it's an animal that can maul the person, and so forth. So that's just as bad as Chaya Gerovasa, where the animal, whatever kind of animal, already sees him. So that's how he tries to reconcile. He brings a higher from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon and the Deir HaGaon, he has in Simon Tov Chavav, the Goran just says Mavdavka, and he brings the Gemara, brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin. In the first Pelik, where there's a Kelev running after a woman, there's a Shiloh, and the man wants to marry this woman. So says, look, Ariat Mekadeshishli, I'm going to give the Kelev that with a loaf of bread. Loaf of bread, are you Mekadesh for me? So the whole thing is, so there it says that the animal is only running after her, but it seems as if it could do harm or not. So the Gaon uses that as a raya. So whether it says Baal or but there it says Chaya Baal. And go also when the animal is already seized. So that's how we want to balance that particular thing. However, a major driver is this question of Yochel Lahatzil. How far do we go on that? We say if he can't had saved the person himself, let him hire somebody immediately. Give him money, here's money. But suppose there's no one else around. Suppose there's nobody else around, he can do it. These things happen in a second. So he's standing by a river or something, somebody is drowning. Maybe he can't sink, he doesn't have, can't swim. And he maybe doesn't have a life preserver to throw it to the person, and so forth. And it's a raging torrent, or so forth. He might be able, I'm just using, trying to build up the case, might be able to jump in and save him, but he places himself into what? In a sakana. In a suffix. A suffix. The other person, so the machlekes, over here between Babli and Yerushalmi. It's a machlekes between Babli and Yerushalmi, and that's pointed out in the portion of the Rambam, but also clearly the Shulchan Aruch, Chesha Mishpat. You want to take a look in the text here, and the Chesha Mishpat, Simon Tov Chavav. Right there, that's number four. If you look there, look at the text of the Mechaber. Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Chavav, Chayiv Odom Lahatzil Es Chaveiro Bein Begufo Bein Bememeinu Bo Sibalo. That's what you have. Royes Chaveiro Toveya Biyam. O Listin Boyin Olov. O Chaya Lo Bo Olov. He has a language of the Rambam, Chaya Lo, that's the Torah's Kaini. The Yoko Lahatzil, says the Yoko Lahatzil. He could save him. The who be Atma. Oh, she yischok achelim lahatzil lahatzil. Oh, she shoma atomo mason. Exactly the language of the Rambam. The chashin ol of law. Femin lo tach, the gila ezen, chaveva. The heidiyoi. Oh, she yoda li akum. Oh, the anos. The anos is the gangster, the strong armed person. Shehu bo al chaveil, the yoga lefaisei. He can appease him. To change his attitude, his heart, the low paisa, but he didn't do it. He said, we have the ability to create the Bible and anything similar. He's over on that lot. Meanwhile, I just want to mention that the Nimzah Sinner in Mitzvah, I believe it's Reish Lamed Zion, says that since the Gemara, we learned the Gemara that said you learn out from Avedis Ramainai, it is Gufo. So just like by Asholas Aveda, you see there, let's say, someone else, animal wandering around lost, what's the deal? Lo Sukhali Sale. So the same thing is, someone is in, a person is in danger. And not only are you able to Osama and Osama and Yaffa, you're able to Osukhal Rizali, because you compare it to Vashova Saveyas. That's the point that the Nimzah Sinner hates adds that. You have that particular deen, and you also have the obligation of Vashova Saveyas, being a Sukhal. So you have in Yonim over here of the table. Osama Maldam Leyecho, you have the question of the field of Hashavah's Gufo, and Mosufa Lisali. That's what the Mimbusin is there. But the Mechaber just mentions only Osama Maldam Leyecho. Now take a look on the top here, because we're going to go back to this question of about how the person who is the possibility, does he have the possibility to save the other one or not? But what, how do we deal with it? So look at the smart on the top there, which I've underlined. So he quotes Hagos Maimonides, which is the famous on the Rambam. Kosvu wrote, some ascribe the Hagos Maimonides on the Rambam to Muhammad Gutenberg. Anyhow, Hagos Maimonides, Kosvu de Yerushalmi Nasi, the Torah Hafilo Lahachris Asmai, the Suffix Sakona. He had to even face himself the Suffix Sakona, Avurzeh. The Hevio Habechos. The Beis Yosef brings it. But he doesn't say that in... Now remember, the Beis Yosef is this Mechaber. So he doesn't bring it over here. The Beis Yosef doesn't say he has to place himself in Sakana. It just says, the Yoko Lahatir. He uses the language of the Rambam. He can say, but supposing it's a topic, seems that he can't. So look how what he quotes now the Beis Yosef here right on the tour, this image. He said the following. The Kosovs are the Neva, Shatam, Hu, Mitne, the Halor, Vadai, the Prince. The Swara is simple. The person that is pounding over there is a Vadai. The Hu Sophic. And he is a Sophic. So, as if to say, Ain Sophic, Paisimi, the Vadai. In other words, that's what the Oshami's approach would be. That person definitely going to drown. If you jump in, the Sufi, because you could live. You could save him. So the Yerushalmi holds under that situation, jump in and try to save him. However, Babli says nothing of that sort. That's what he's going to say. Gam zeh his nitu ha-mechaber. The Beis Yosef doesn't say that. And Maram, means the Ramozo, doesn't say anything here. Vizeh yeshremer, even shakoskin, harif, the Rambam, the Harosh, the Atur, the Hazil, his Kayim, the Shemhochi, his Mishu. That's why, in other words, it's basically a Machlekes between Babli and the Shami. According to the Babli, that the person, so to speak, doesn't have that obligation if he place himself in a Sufik Hakona, save the other person, although he might be in a Vare Hakona. He's not required to do that. Because pull back. So, and the Yerushalmi holds differently. The Yerushalmi says that he has to place himself in even in a Suffolk Sakana in order to save the other particular party. The only Bob Kagan here discusses the thing like with a type of a Hakira. Sounds like what you call a brisker type of a hakira on examining the situation over here. What is the situation? He says, there's a lot of Osama and Osama and Yahya. On where is the main field of this lot? Is it just on, are we focusing on the possible matil, on the person that could save? Or are we focusing on the possible victim? In other words, Osama, Osama Leyacha, you should not allow that person who is in this particular state, he lost. And all of that. So there it takes it away from the gavra on the person, but rather puts the victim in the state of being the heaven. This person has to be saved. Period. However, he's saved, he's got to be saved. So, as if to say, it doesn't place the particular obligation on yourself, it places on everybody somehow. It's not a specific fear about you or so, but you have to look at this person. This person's going to lose his life, it's going to be terribly damaged. He says, steps have to be taken that he should be saved. So that might be a philic of looking at
the conference.
The tranquil period, how would that
Well, in the practical terms, yeah, it would come out, you know, in the question over here. If it's just on the person, on the gavra, although we would say, well, I can't place myself in sakana. That's all. The Torah doesn't want me to place myself in sakana. But if it's on the possible victim, there's a chiyuv that the victim has to be saved. No matter how it is. That's all. That's what I'm focusing on. You know, that's the point. And many times we make that silly between the person and the object. It's like to use one of the classic cases of explanation by Achilles Chochim. I'm going to use this as a conceptual analogy. Now, there's a mitzvah of Achilles Chochim. But so generally, when you're talking the mitzvah of Achilles Chochim, you're talking about that when is the person the kind the mitzvah Achila? Ain't Achila pachas mikatayis. But supposing it's less than a kazayis, there's no, you're not going to be a kind of mitzvah. But if you say the mitzvah is that the clutching must be consumed,
is entering the conference.
It's on the chepsa, so it doesn't matter whether it's a kazayis or not. It has to be eaten. And therefore, that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of that the kashim has to be eaten. In other words, you can divide it up. There's a mitzvah of on the gavra to eat it. There's a mitzvah that the kashim should be consumed. So that's what, in fact, the Beis HaLevi in the Tshuva discusses that. He explains the Gemara in Yevamos that way. So the Tshuva Gaon adds another dimension. Using, want to get into the Chilas Kashim, he says there's a mitzvah of the gavra of the eating. There's a mitzvah on the chepsa, it should be eaten, you know, part of the achila. And then there's a din, you should not allow it to become nicer. If you don't allow it to become nicer, so you become a third mitzvah in that nicer. So here, to trying to draw, I say, the conceptual analogy, there's not only the mitzvah on the person, but it's also on the saving. So if it's just on the, I can't place myself in sakana. I'm not required to do that. It'll be lose another life and so forth. In fact, it goes into something else. There's another Gemara which others quote in Bava Metzia, famous Gemara, the Machlekes between Rebbe Kiva and Ben Satura. What are the Rosh Naim Shehova Benidbar? The two are in the desert, and there's one Kitan Shalmayim. If both drink from that, they'll both die. And one person has that ketone. So Ben Patura says they should both drink from it. Maybe if one person only drank, he would live and the other would die. And so it's impossible that Shaloyira Adam and Misoso Shalchabeo. He shouldn't see the way the other person dies if he drinks. But Rebbe Kiva says, Chayecha Kainam Chayechabeo. Your wife comes first. In this, but that particular case, I can't just place myself in sakana, especially that case is different. No one's going to survive. So why? It's almost like self-immolation, you know. So chayecha kaidim v'chayechaveva. You know, these are very tenuous, and then hopefully never have to fulfill those conditions. But that's all part of it. That's right. They almost follow. Unfortunately, during the time, certain times, and in the Holocaust years, there are such situations arose. There were awesome, awesome situation, those awesome, terrible choices to be made or not. And then in front of the person, if he's a Ben Taylor or a Chairman Mitzvah, what about Losama or Dan Reyefa? How far do you go to do this? According to Yerushalmi, you have to go all the way. You're a Suffolk Sakhana, but the Babli doesn't say that. And generally there's a cloud. Babli and Yerushalmi, the Lord is like Babli. Except with rare exceptions. But normally, that's the klal in Kvali HaPoskim. You know, Rav Alpus mentions this at the end of the first parak of Eovim, when he talks about the difference about Tumim and so forth. He mentions the Deen, Deva Machlek is Babli or Shalmi, a Poskim like the Babli. That's all. So this case, and that's what the Sama is doing over here in Chesha Nishbet. He says that the reason why it's left out, that placing something in sakana is because that the Bavli does not have it. And all the other Rishonim left it out. So it seems that they did not accept the Yerushalmi that should be the last word of the Psach. Now, what's interesting too is this. It shows that which buttresses supports the inyan, not to place oneself in a suffix akona. There's a Mishnah, and he brings it down to others, the Chabrim I'll mention in a moment. The Rav Kagan brings also the Mishnah in Perek Beis of Makas. Let's say you have a Lotseyach B'Shegik. He escapes to the Ori Miklat. Right? Stays Ori Miklat. He's not, if he goes out, the Goyal Adam, even somebody else could march and kill him. And he'll be Potter. That's the way the deen is. Now, supposing this person, this Lotseyach B'Shegik, is needed as a case taking place in a Bezdin where they need him as an aid in deening their Potters even. Not just Dini Mominus. Or Klal Yisrael needs him. The Dean is Lo Yetze. He can't go out. Why? He's going to place himself in a Suffolk Sakana. And you know, he doesn't know where the Goyal Adam is, so he can't do that. So that's a sort of a raya that the person cannot place himself under that. That's of course an extreme situation. Like his, they use the example of Afila Husar Tzolik Yoyev Ben Tzuya. He's a general, he has a lot to do. Can't go out. Once you're there, that's your protected area, your sanctuary. Your sanctuary. Go out, that you can. So you're placing yourself, although you might get back safely, or you might overcome the Goyal Adam, whatever it is, you can't do that. That's the whole question. Now, the discussion of an expansion of this idea even has to do with the military too, especially in Eretz Yisrael. But you know, the former chief chaplain of Tzahal was Rosh Yeshiva and Shaladin, Rav Avidan. Rav Avidan, well, I heard speak here, I think he once came. Anyhow, he wrote a sefer. It was a sefer called Darkei Chesed. The Sefer Darkei Chesed is a comprehensive, well-organized sefer. Unfortunately, he's dealing with Chesed Shalemus, with Hever Kedisha, with Macing, with problems in the military, and so forth. Now, he deals in one case, in one situation, and it's in Chelik Tes, he's taknut the people b'cholo, placing yourself in danger, let's say, because the Israeli army especially has a policy that if someone is killed or someone is wounded out there, you've got to get them. Now, when you do that, what's going to happen? You place yourself in sakana. So if you were to follow just the way it says in this halakha, don't do it. But the policy is not to do that. And it's accepted militarily, that's what you do. Bahadur Elif Abdullah, even the U.S. Marines, have a policy that they don't leave their dead on the field even. They gotta bring their men back. So, how, according to the Babli, he's taknus, you know, who says that they're even talking about dealing with someone who's dead. So, he mentions this here, aimless topic. He says, first of all, the people hollow, though, that's what he's saying. He says, if someone has been killed, he says, don't place yourself in a sakana, place yourself under fire. I mean, because you're dealing with a dead person. So, but what about someone who needs help? Is that we're talking about alive? So he has to deal with that particular problem. And he's talking also about saving, there could be a whole company of soldiers that are surrounded. You have to go to rescue. When you go to rescue, you're placing yourself in a suffix sakana. That's a loya chaveva. He's surrounded. Listing boil of the Arabs are around him. You know, whatever it is. So what's the situation there? So interesting that he makes in his notes. He first of all he quotes the Or Sameach of Meir Simcha. So famous Gaon on Rambam. He says, and he has the Gaon of Meir Simcha in Midvint. Balor Sameach, he says, Koveya, Shigam Latzolos Klal Yisrael, Ein Hayochi Chayed Limso Es Nafshay. Why? It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah, what does it say in the Mishnah there in Makkos? He quotes that Mishnah. that if he's in Yorei Miklev and there's an Indian of Nefashis outside and he's needed for that, he can't place himself in Sakana for that case. That's the way that's the raya that he brings. And Rayoso, who, then he says he brings it from the Rambam. The Rambam Paschins like that Mishnah. The Rambam, the Perek Zion, the Hilz Vaseyach, he says over there that's Halacha. You have it over there, Halacha Ches. He says, Mimasha Kosha Shena Gole, Yetze Mi'ir Miklato Li'olam, Afilov Alko Yisroel, Tzriche Li'chuoso Ki Yoya Ben Shvuyim. That's all. That's what he says. Zin Yotza, Hita Atzma Lamisa. He's giving permission for him to be killed. So that you place yourself in that sakana. But Masha Hita Barambam Shin Yotza Hita Atzma Lamisa. What kind of language is that? Ladato Zer Lose Tam. Shemekeven Shehuta Domo Ein Lo Lahachnis Atzmo Lusophic Sakana. That's one sheet they bring. Then he brings the sheet from another god, Rameh Don Plotsky. Rameh Don Plotsky was a famous rav in Poland. In fact, he came to the States in the 20s. Famous story. Rameh Don was a great London. He was a rav of Osso. He was a Sokhachov of Talmud, a Polish of Pilpul. The Gaon wrote several scrolls, but his classic paper is on the Parshas, on Chumash, Klei Chenda. It's mostly halachic, Lumbus with Drush and everything else like that. But it was tremendous mafalpo. It was amazing. There's a Sefer on Mitzvahs called Chendish Yisroel. So what they have done, that brings a raya that you can, in order to save the klal, you're talking about a klal, place yourself in the klal. It brings a raya from Pinchas. What did Pinchas do? He went, and because he placed himself in danger, so in order to stop the plague, the Magepha, he went to kill Zimri. Now, all of the Chazal and the Droshas and the Gemara and Sanhedrin say that if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, ain't no dummy. Because Pinchas is his Rede. So Pinchas is placing himself in a potential sakana. Not only from Zimri, maybe somebody else would have done that. So that's a raya that you can when it comes to the klal. And then he brings the tzolos haklal. In other words, he wants to say that's a nekuda as far as what does he do with that Mishnah and Makkos. Well, maybe there's not so much talking about the klal as much as this particular case. But that's a bit of a problem. And the third approach he brings from a Rav Kook's out. And Rav Kook's Sefer Mishpat Kayan, he has a couple of tshuvas, is mostly generally conceptually, about that a person can violate halacha, actually, in order to save the klal. One of the rayas is from Esther. Esther Malka. He says, so the way Rav Kook has the way he quotes it briefly, but I have the sefer anyhow, I don't remember many times looking at it, where it's mainly type of a halacha shor. It's a temporary suspension where you do such a thing and you place yourself in a sakona. That's what he right here brings our Hagon of Avon, Yitzhak HaKayin Kuk Zatzal, the Mishpat Kayin, Simen Kuk Membeis, Kuk Membal, and Masik, the Maskona, Sho'odam, the Bechinus Iker Adin, Ein Ho'odam Chai, Rimsu Esnaf Shulaman HaKlal. The Iker Adin is not Mechoyer. Avol, he says, Lamaisa, Chayav Adam Milsu as Nasha Batelus, Heyroa Shaw, he writes. Or the Migdar Milsa. There's a temporary suspension, which we find in the Kalus in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, and in Yavam, it's like Eliyahu Bahar Carmel.
He says, Heyroa Shaw
also be a Chiyah? Well, he places that. Well, they, in other words, it's a Chiyah from this standpoint, that whoever makes that a law sure has to be an authority that he understands the situation demands that he's mechuyev to do that. In other words, like Eliyahu Bahar Kama, he's a Navi. So he built the Mizbeach, which is a big Iser, there on the Har Kama when their Migdash was there in Yerushalayim. Or the Gemara says in Sanhedrin about what Bezdin did to Samashoi Bezmana Hashmanoim for Echad Roicheib al Sus B'Shabbos. So that's only an Easter Rabbanim. Why is Easter Rabbanim? Shemi Yigdar, there's Meira. But it says Sokol also. He was given a capital punishment in order because the Yigdar Milsa. Because people, because of Chilul Shabbos, they had gezeiros against Shabbos. So it's like what we would call martial law. In martial law, there's no the soldier that is, sees somebody breaking into a shop, he can shoot that person dead. Nothing's going to happen to him, and so forth. Doesn't have to go through the ordinary means, or the military can judge and execute or punish somebody without following what we call due process. It's a suspension of the order. So the Harua Shah is very similar to that. That's what he's saying in that case. Only temporary. It's not a permanent thing. So Rav Kook is saying, once applied, we don't have a Bezin smoothing that can do this. Vadai. Should be Indian zest, we could say the kamoi of dinner. We do that. Rav nidchina bain, in other words, bain rabin stam l'reiva umma, or to the majority of the Jewish people, if we were going to do something on their behalf. The rabin stam dinam ki yechidin v'davke latzos klava umma chayovim rimsu et hanefesh. So those are three approaches you have here. From the Rebbe Simcha, from the Meir Dom Plotsky, and here from Rav Kook in these particular sessions. So now he goes further. He says, well, what about in the military, in the army, and all the time, when there's a soldier that is wounded or surrounded over at a distance from the fortifications, in order to save him, you'd have to go out and expose yourself. So they're different. There he's saying, they're chavis. Haystachnas v'milchama, bram, but the midum shel fanenum near shekol ma'ase b'klal. In other words, is a nichlal when it comes into the category b'zgeres hapzilus avikayin, which has to do with security. You're dealing, the tahal is the army, is that wall that helps protect, b'shem Hashem, but a wall that protects the security of the country. So anything that is connected with strengthening that security, meaning each soldier should understand he has an obligation to save the other fellow. He can't say, I don't have to, don't knock myself. Part of the discipline instilled in an army, a proper army, is that each person's got to go for the other fellow, regardless. They place their lives on line. We call it a heroic act, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Otherwise, you demoralize the army, They'll say, I'm not going out there, or so forth, or anything else. That's all part of the discipline, of orders, and so. That's a different kind of a situation, and that's saying, Sophie, the Bedini Mechan of Vaday, Mutelus Achrev al Achayolim, Gamli Stakein. They have to be place themselves in that situation. So we see how this has has all its ramifications that he's dealing with in this case. Because the war itself is in a sakona. Everybody can't say he's more in sakona now. He might think he's safer now, sticking in a trench or in the fort or wherever it is, but everybody's in that state. So everybody has to look out for everybody else. Otherwise, he would be over in that case of the Osama and Osama. That's a clear-cut particular situation. So it means, fundamentally, that people, always have to be aware where they can intervene as much as possible. Far can go, whether you can or whether you can't, that goes into that expression, yoko lahasil. Sometimes a person can't swim. And you see that someone is drowning out there and he can't throw his life to save her. So what can he do? He's going to jump in and he can't swim to save the person. But he has to do something, if at all possible, to this day and age, he has a phone, he has something, the call for aid. He just can't stand by and say, I can't save him. I'm not going to bother. or just keep going, and so forth. So that's what's extremely important. And it's a challenge all the time for people not to be over on this Indian of Lo Sama No Damayata. So let's hope and pray that we never have to be tested in that situation. And if the Shema, not, the next Wednesday is not a shir because I have a certain vital appointment at the time of the shir. And 2 weeks I'll be coming back from out of town. We have to be in Iowa for a case. So the next shir would be, to make it exact, November, let's see, 2, 3, 4, would be, I think, the 11th of November would be the next shir. But the office will, if you have the email or anything, will be contacting you. That will be the time in Yom Hashem of the next year, on the 11th, Wednesday 11th.
Can I just say something to Mara?
Yeah.
You hold the angel should be in the din, so in that case you said Gemara because it's the Kalpa Choma.
Yeah, that's always...
But the Gemara is bringing it up from the...
Yeah, so the Gemara says we have not... So it was a kasha, Ein Shem Min HaDin. But when you make a hekesh, that's not Ein Shem Min HaDin. That means the Torah itself has compared it. It's not based on a svara. It's based on a logic. That's the main thing. Don the Kalvachem is something different. Kalvachem is a social. Hekesh is a nida shatayu the joshes b'em. You have to have some sort of a kabbalah to deal with that. You see, the fact is a famous mug that explains.
Barry Hartman.
Has left the conference.
The Mashor quotes him in Sanhedrin, I think in Samah Gimel. That what's the swirl behind Ein Shem Min HaDin? It seems logical. If this act over here is higher, for example, take the case where they bring by Bor. It says that Imal Psicha Chayev, just opening it,
right.
So we say Ein Shem Min HaDin. We don't do that. So the Smag explains it, and he takes a case in the Torah. There's a din in the Torah of Mavir Bon of Lamolach.
Right.
Now the halacha there is that's a capital offense.
Right.
Just making the child go through the fire there. Supposing a person is Mavir called Bonov, you know what the halacha says? Potter. Allah says it's possible. If he does it for all his children, he gets rid of it all. What's the swerve? That doesn't seem to make any sense.
Right.
So the answer is this, that although that seems to be much more terrible, but Ein Shem Min HaDin is trying to tell us there is no punishment possible for such a person. You can't draw the conclusion from a lighter thing on a more severe thing. In other words, that's not in our hands to able to say, well, they should get the same punishment as if for one person and so forth. It doesn't go, that's the same as smog.
Although after the first person, he's very classified.
Yeah, right, but we're just saying that there could be that there was no aedis on it, whatever
right,
it was.
Right, right.
But the Mavra called Bonav is Potter. That the smog uses that. It's the same as... I remember I heard it quoted by Rosh Hashanah, Avshat Gazal, in the Shir. It was explaining that he quoted that smock. Yeah. So that's the point. You can't just by the logic when it comes to the punishment. That's all.
We don't think they have the Tagos Maimani that everyone quotes.
Yes.
It's not on the bottom of our Rambam here.
Yeah, it's probably there and later on in the Hilvus. They don't point... And the Yachrani don't point where that Agos Maimon is, but it must be further on in Hilda's Messiah. Mashiach HaNefesh. Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Okay.
Someone asked me, it's not really Lamaisa though, but like the soldiers in World War II,
yeah,
that they got buried in Europe.
Right.
So that the Jewish soldiers got buried with next to...
Yeah, in the military cemetery.
So I mean, those soldiers even, they didn't have a tahara either, probably.
Well, first of all, a cholo doesn't need a tahara.
Okay.
Because see, we try...
Because everything is...
Yeah, because it's the dam. The dam. That's right. The dam that happens. Where he falls, in fact, you try to get... collect even the garment with the dominant. You know, Lamaisa today, when someone is caught, motherfucker, killed in an accident, you try to collect the dam, but they do make a tahara on any of those cases. But we're talking strictly.
Some they also take the shvat.
Yeah, they everything.
They bury everything.
Everything was as the dam on Nefesh over there.
Sure.
But
would we say
the only child there might be someone would raise, and they buried a non-Jewish or called non-sectarian somewhere, goyim. It's not, could it be called Kever Yisrael? It can't be, but that's the difference. It's already there. But if a family wants to disinter, they probably could get a heifer to do that. So there's another shiloh that was asked of Rabbi Yeshua Klavenzal, the Rav of Washington. The shiloh was, there was a officer in a major something in the American Army that selected to be buried in Arlington Cemetery, the National Cemetery, which is there in Washington. So somebody asked him, a Rav asked Klavan whether he could officiate there because he's being buried in a non-Jewish cemetery. So he goes through the whole Indian. He paskins that it would be butcher because of the national involvement,
right.
It has nothing to do with with the question of Avedis or anything else about it. And the tshuva is written to Rabudim.
Where's the tshuva?
It's in the Sefer, Divrei Yoshua. The Sefer for Yoshua Clayton. So in the National Cemetery, it's a different type of a Misha. Because sometimes chaplains are faced with this problem.
Now, what would we say, like, for Mace Mitzvahs,
the thing is, today we don't say that we bury the mess mitzvah where he falls.
We don't say that.
That's right. We don't say that. Okay. He talks about it in the history.
He doesn't. Okay.
We don't just bury him where he falls.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk of happier events.